Impreza, to KGNU. We get so much enjoyment from KGNU, especially Honky Tonk Heroes, every Saturday morning for years now. And we just decided that was a good place for our precious Subaru to go. It was just pretty easy, so we made our special donation to Special KGNU.
Support comes from Boulder Food Rescue, aiming to create a more equitable and less wasteful food system. Boulder Food Rescue participates in Colorado Gives Day on December 10th. More information about our efforts towards food justice at cogives.org/Boulder Food Rescue.
Harlequin's Gardens Nursery is proud to support KGNU Community Radio. We invite listeners to celebrate and support local artisan talent at our four-week-long holiday gift market, November 29th through December 22nd. Details at harlequinsgardens.com.
Giving back and supporting our community is one of the most important commitments we can make as citizens. Colorado Gives Day makes it possible for you to support thousands of nonprofits like KGNU. Keep us in mind as you schedule your donations in advance, now through December 10th at coloradogives.org.
You're listening to Shoulder Gale. Roger Hera, Roger Hera sitting in tonight. And happy Thanksgiving Eve. Tis the season already. And I'm going to play some different kind of seasonal music. Open up with Carol of the Bagpipers from Patrick Crossing, fine Celtic band out of Durango. And this is off their album that they did a couple of years ago called A Beautiful Night. So here is Carol of the Bagpipers.
Thank you. When Jesus lived in Galilee, he was an infant so tiny. His father worked in carpentry when Jesus lived in Galilee. His mother Mary, virgin mild, began to sing and Jesus smiled. Lule, lule, my tiny child, his mother Mary, virgin mild. From very far came wise men three, o'er deserts hot, o'er troubled sea, to worship one of the Trinity. From very far came wise men three. When Jesus lived in Galilee, he was an infant so tiny. His father worked in carpentry when Jesus lived in Galilee.
All right. Open that set with Carol of the Bagpipers from A Beautiful Night by Patrick Crossing. Then followed that up with Icy December, a fine holiday album from Margot Krimmel and Beth Leachman Gadbaugh. And closed out that set of first three songs for tonight's show with The Ivy Leaf, The Snow on the Hills from Irish Christmas in America. And that's a incredible group, Oisin McDermott, Seamus Begley, and singers, dancers, and very, very entertaining. They've come to Denver several times over the last few years and are going to be at the Paramount Theater. No, I'm sorry, Soiled Dove on the 13th and 14th, Soiled Dove Underground. Friday the 13th, 7:30 p.m. show, 6:30 doors. Saturday the 14th, 6:30 doors, 7:30 show. Then I think they'll go on from there someplace in the Western Slope, and then they'll be in Colorado Springs on the 16th, I believe. And later on in tonight's show, you'll hear a couple of tunes from Celtic Woman's new CD and an interview that I recorded earlier this month with Mairead Carlin, one of the four lovely women in Celtic Woman. She's from Derry, and delightful chat that I had with her, and you'll get to hear that in a bit. So, I think just for something different, I picked out some different tunes tonight, and I think what I'd like to bring up next is a Sting tune that doesn't get heard very often. That is a lovely old-fashioned tune. Cherry Tree Carol from Sting.
When Joseph was an old man, an old man was he. He courted Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. He courted Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. When Joseph and Mary were walking one day, here is apples and cherries, so fair to behold. Here's apples and cherries, so fair to behold. Then Mary spoke to Joseph, so meek and so mild. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Oh, Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Then Joseph flew in anger he flew. Oh, let the father of the baby gather cherries for you. Oh, let the father of the baby gather cherries for you. Oh, the cherry tree bowed low down to the ground. And Mary gathered cherries while Joseph stood down. cherries while Joseph stood down. Then Joseph took Mary all on his right knee, crying, "Lord, have mercy for what I have done." Crying, "Lord, have mercy for what I have done." When Joseph was an old man, an old man was he. He courted Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. He courted Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee.
Cold. Glasgow Eve. We wandered brisk streets like a storybook romance from the past. From New Orleans to Scotland, with memories to spend, and your face lit up with a laugh. Happy Christmas, my sweet, you're the reason I awake each morning, joy on my face. Warm covers we cast off, like the cold Scottish frost. Our hearts warm us up each Christmas day. Along Oban sea wall, Christmas snow has fallen, where you and I walked hand in hand. Now our wee baby wiggles, she's our tiny snow angel. But without you, my Christmas feels bland. Happy Christmas, my sweet, you're the reason I awake each morning, joy on my face. Warm covers we cast off, like the cold Scottish frost. Our hearts warm us up each Christmas day. Happy Christmas, my sweet, you're the reason I awake each morning, joy on my face. Warm covers we cast off, like the cold Scottish frost. Our hearts warm us up each Christmas day.
Shulte Gael is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
All right, the last song that you heard, very rarely heard around here, that was Mark Gunn doing his original composition, Christmas in Scotland, from a CD that he did a few years ago called A Celtic Christmas. And then in between was an instrumental called The South Wind, Michael O'Donnell and Paddy Glacken. And then opened with the Cherry Tree Carol by Sting. So now I am going to play the interview that I did earlier this month with Mairead Carlin, Celtic One. They're going to be appearing December 8th at the Betcher Concert Hall with the Colorado Symphony Orchestra. And it's an early afternoon concert. I think it's 2 p.m. that day. And so if you get a chance to get out and see and hear Celtic Woman, they're always entertaining. And the lush production with the full symphony orchestra. So here is the interview with Mairead Carlin. And then I'll follow that up with one of the tunes off the new album that she does, O Come, Emmanuel. And then she said that her favorite from the album is Carol of the Bells. So that will follow after O Come, Emmanuel. So, good day, Mairead, and how are you this day?
I'm doing very well, thank you very much. I'm in sunny Bournemouth here in England, chatting to you, so it's lovely, it's a great day.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Where have you been so far on this tour?
So we started, this is our UK tour, so we started in Cardiff, headed on to London. We did the London Palladium, which is the iconic venue in London, so that was an honour and a privilege. We were in Manchester yesterday and Bournemouth today, so we have a few days left on this tour before we start rehearsals for our symphony tour, and we're really excited to be coming your way.
That sounds wonderful. Where will you be in the States when you arrive?
Goodness, we're actually going across country on this tour. So we're going Ohio, Colorado, Utah, North Carolina, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, Wisconsin. We're doing the whole lot. So we're super excited. But to be honest, Denver is one of my favorite places in the world, and I have family over there, so it always holds such a special place in my heart whenever we go there.
Oh, do you know? Who is your family here? What's their names? How long have they been here? All of that sort of thing.
Oh, well, they were actually born in the States, and her name's Colleen. And so every time I come to Denver, she comes to the show and I get to see her, and it's just really lovely. But what we get to do, we get to see people in our family that we wouldn't necessarily get to see. So that's such a perk of what we do.
Oh, what a lovely treat. Nice little fringe benefit that comes along with the tour.
Exactly, yeah.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Derry, which is in Northern Ireland. Many people know it now because there's the Netflix TV show Derry Girls, so I am officially a Derry girl. And I moved to London when I was 18, so I spent all my childhood there.
And how much family do you have in Derry, brothers and sisters, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I have one sister, her name's Anya, and she's a very accomplished vegan cookbook writer. And my mommy still lives in Derry, and my granny, and most of my family are still there, but Anya actually lives in Cornwall here in England.
And did you go to university in England?
I did. I studied classical singing in a conservatory in London called Trinity Lab. And when I was there, it was called Trinity College of Music, but they've merged with the dance school now, so it's called Trinity Lab. But I had a great time there and discovered a lot about my voice. Didn't necessarily want to be a classical singer, but I appreciated the education that I got and the training for healthy singing and being able to access different parts of my voice that I, you know, wouldn't have necessarily been able to access. So it was a really enjoyable time.
How long have you been with Celtic Woman?
This is my 7th year.
How many times have you been to Colorado?
Oh my goodness, every year I'd say at least twice a year. So maybe 14, 15 times at this stage now.
So half of those appearances at Red Rocks, or how many times have you sung at Red Rocks?
I think this was my 4th time performing at Red Rocks. We performed there in the summer just gone, and I think it was my favourite time. I particularly loved the show that we were doing, Ancient Land. We're just finishing up the end of that tour now. We're into the final few days of that show, but for me it was the most real and honest show that we've done over the years, and we're all incredibly proud of this show. So we're really excited about getting started on our symphony tour as well, because it's always our favorite time of year, being festive and dressing up in our red velvet ball gowns and, you know, singing Christmas songs. So.
Is it different singing with a full symphony orchestra indoors versus on stage outdoors, like at Red Rocks or other venues where you perform outside?
Oh yeah, it's significantly different. We sing with in-ear monitors, just because that way we can control, because we do so many shows. I mean, coming up in this summer, we're doing 92 shows. It's just an easier way for us to monitor our sound every day. So we use those. But when, so you're used to singing in an auditorium that has a back on it. But when you get outdoors, you just, you know, it's endless. So your mixes in your ears change completely. So it just takes a little bit more time to figure out your sound. But it's really liberating being out in the fresh air, especially with a Celtic Woman show, because I think people, when they think of Celtic Woman, they think of outdoors. You know, they think of the castles, they think of Slane Castle, you know, Johnstown Castle, Powers Court. So I think that the Celtic Woman show really lends itself to being outdoors, so it's always a treat whenever we do get to do an amphitheatre.
What do you do to keep yourself in shape physically, and how do you take care of your voice, and does the altitude and dry air in Colorado, how does that affect you?
It's actually, you don't realise until you get there how much of a difference it makes just for breathing. And because we wear corsets, it's even more difficult. We do find it challenging. But I think because of my training, because I know how to breathe properly whenever I sing, I have something to access, you know, in that moment. I try and train as much as I can. Although I've been out of action, I had my appendix out in Budapest. So I've been off for the last 3 weeks.
Oh my goodness.
So it's great to be back on the road.
Yeah.
But I, in the 7 years that I've been in Celtic Woman, I've never, ever been sick. I've never had a throat infection. I've never felt unwell. So I think that's down to the fact that I do take good care of myself, and I don't party. We're very tame on the Celtic Woman tour, cups of tea and healthy food. I just work out and just try and not talk too much, because talking actually really, really wears your voice out before a show.
That it does. Well, you've been very blessed, and I'm glad that you've recovered well from your appendicitis attack.
Thank you. Yeah.
Do you play any instruments?
Oh. I do, yeah. I play the piano, I play the accordion, I play recorder. I actually nearly studied recorder. I had done right up to my grade 8 and my performer certificate and that, and I was going to study that at university, but I decided to do singing instead. I love early music, so that's another passion of mine. So recorder obviously lends itself to that. But I also play saxophone.
Have you done any solo recording?
No, not on anything else, not on any instruments. I did a solo album before I joined Celtic Woman for my voice, but nothing on any other instrument.
You've just released a new album of Christmas music, traditional carols, and I see that you did a solo on O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, and...
Yeah.
That is a lovely, lovely track on the CD. Do you have?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Do you have a favorite on the new CD?
I mean, to be honest, every single song on that CD gives me goosebumps for different reasons. I do love O Come Emmanuel because it's so pure. It's such a pure song, and it's so old that it's lovely to breathe new life into it. But I think, for me, it'll always be Carol of the Bells. I mean, I think Gavin Murphy's arrangement on that is just so spectacular, and it just screams Christmas to me. It is the most festive arrangement, I think, that I could ever hear. You can imagine it on Home Alone or something like that. I absolutely love that track. And I do love the fun ones too. I love Sleigh Ride. That was great fun to record. I think those two probably are my favorite. I always know whenever I go back and listen and listen and listen to songs that they're my favorite. So they're the kind of ones that I've been listening to.
What can your fans expect to see and hear when you are in Denver in the Betcher Concert Hall with the Colorado Symphony Orchestra on December the 8th?
Well, to be honest, for me, that hall is one of my favorite halls that I've ever performed in. The fact that it's in a round and you feel like you can turn your back to one side of the audience and you still have audience, you know, in front of you, but behind you. And the Colorado Symphony Orchestra have always been so lovely to us. We're always met with a smile. You know, they're just always so kind to us. So we really look forward always performing with them. It's a real treat, and they are really one of the best in the world. So we're very privileged to perform with them every year. So this symphony, you know, tour, this Christmas tour, it's the magic of Christmas. And that's really what we want to convey. You know, we just want people to come and feel festive. There'll be, you know, classic Christmas songs for everyone to enjoy. We've got Silent Night, we've got Sleigh Ride, Joy to the World. We've got some Irish Christmas songs in there as well, that, you know, which are so amazing to be able to perform songs like those with the symphony orchestra, because they would never have been sung with the symphony orchestra. So there's something for everybody there. So put your lovely, warm, cuddly clothes on and come and see us.
Well, I very much look forward to seeing and hearing you again, and wish you safe travels between now and when you're in Denver. And thank you very much for your time today. And safe home, safe travels, and see you in December, December 8th.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you for your time and calling in. Please give my best wishes to your partners. Let them know that all of their fans in Colorado eagerly await your return.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it.
You're very welcome.
Bring us back.
Wow. All right. I see why Mairead likes that one. Carol of the Bells, Celtic Woman. Before that, you heard Mairead Carlin and her solo rendition of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And that was with a film orchestra concert. Concert orchestra in Prague. I can't remember the exact name of it. Oh, wait a minute. I've got the CD here. Film Harmonic Orchestra in Prague. Celtic Woman, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, Mairead Carlin, followed by Carol of the Bells. You can see and hear Mairead and the rest of the ladies in the Celtic Woman, December 8th. It's a 2 p.m. show, Betcher Concert Hall, downtown Denver. All right, pick up with a few more lesser heard Christmas tunes. I'll go back to the band I opened the show with, Patrick Crossing, a fine Celtic band from Durango, Enniscorthy Carol off their A Beautiful Night album, and then I think of another tune from Margot Krimmel and Beth Leachman, Gadbaugh's Icy December album, Gloucestershire Wassail. So here is the Enniscorthy Carol, Patrick Crossing. And then quarter to eight, stay tuned at 8 o'clock. I'll turn the microphone over to Mariah in Boulder, and she'll entertain you for a couple of hours with Musica Mundi. So here is the Enniscorthy Carol by Patrick Crossing.
Sit well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending his beloved Son. With merry hope we should pray to God with love this Christmas day. In Bethlehem upon the mound there was a blessed Messiah born.
Wassail all over the town. Our toast it is white and our ale it is brown. Our bowl it is made of the white maple tree. With the wassail bowl we'll drink to thee. And here is to Cherry and to his right cheek. Pray God send our master a good piece of beef. A good piece of beef then may we all see. With the wassail bowl to thee. And here is to Dobbin and to his right eye. Pray God send our master a good Christmas pie. our Master a happy new year, a happy new year. Then may we all see with the wassail bowl we'll drink to thee. And here is to Kali and to her long tail. Pray God send our Master, he never may fail. A cask of strong beer, I pray you draw near, and it's then our jolly wassail you'll hear. Your soul in heaven may rest. But if you do draw us a bowl of the small, then down will go butler, bowl and all. And here's to the maid in the lily white smock, who tripped to the door and pulled back the lock, who tripped to the door and pulled back the pin, for to let these jolly wassailers in.
All right. Lovely, lovely voices. Beth Gadbaugh with Margot Krimmel on the harp. Gloucestershire Wassail from their Icy December album. And before that, Enniscorthy Carol. That's also known as the Wexford Carol. It was a tune that came out of Enniscorthy in County Wexford in the southeast of Ireland. One of the oldest known tunes, carols discovered in the 1200s. All right, coming up to the top of the hour, I'd like to play a tune from one of the favorite Irish entertainers who comes to visit Denver occasionally, Eileen Ivers. It's a tune from her album called An Nollag, Apples in Winter and Frost is All Over, a medley. And then I'll close out with a tune by Oisin McDermid and Seamus Begley, the Irish in America group that will be at the Soil Dove Underground December 13th and 14th, 7:30 p.m. shows. So here is Apples in Winter from Eileen Ivers. I'll close out with The Holly Spoon from Irish in America, and then turn it over to Mariah for Musica Mundi. Thank you. Well, you've been listening to Sholter Gale, and the time now is 8 p.m. You've been listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Musica Mundi with Mariah.
Tune in to Indian Voices, Sundays at 3 o'clock on KGNU. Join award-winning host Teresa Halsey as she explores Native American issues, music, and culture. That's Indian Voices, Sundays at 3 o'clock on KGNU.
Support comes from Boulder County Healthcare Coverage.org, reminding you that open enrollment for healthcare insurance begins on Saturday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that Boulder County Health Coverage Guides are available to help you protect yourself and your family. Assistance is open to the public, confidential, and available in both English and Spanish. More information at BoulderCountyHealthCoverage.org.
Thank you for stopping by Musica Mundi. My name is Mariah here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Tonight, we're bringing you global sounds from the last decade here on Thanksgiving Eve, paying gratitude for the 20-teens.
السكران كولي زاد على